When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's dive in here and see if we can help Nate out. Hey guys, my girlfriend of 2 years started a new job in January at a mechanic shop.
Okay.
She loves how fast paced the environment is. She's been a lot happier since she started there. I mentioned bringing her a coffee on Monday. She told me not to visit at work because it's unprofessional. She also added, since it's so new, she doesn't want everyone thinking she's got a clingy boyfriend.
Okay.
I thought it would be sweet if I brought her stuff, but I also wanted to check out the place. I think it's strange she would say not to visit, and it kind of makes me think she's up to no good. She works with pretty much all guys. And what girl doesn't want coffee dropped off to her?
Mm.
My dad thinks I'm overreacting, but my brother thinks she's cheating.
Wow.
I'm thinking of making a surprise visit anyway to just check out the situation. Am I overreacting? Is it unprofessional for me to show up and visit her? Help me figure this out.
Okay.
It's a mechanic shop.
So I wonder if it's the culture of the shop, if he's thinking kind of a boys club and she is in there and getting a lot of attention from the other mechanics, and maybe she likes it and is not wanting them to know that she's got maybe a boyfriend.
But I mean, they've been together for 2 years. This is solid ground kind of information. This is the situation. This is not a new boyfriend.
The whole line where he mentions, I think she's up to no good. That's a quick judgment.
Well, I think what he meant to say there is maybe she's flirting with her coworkers or something.
Okay.
But like, when I think of a mechanic shop, I don't know if like someone showing up to bring his girlfriend coffee is going to be looked at as, well, that's too unprofessional.
I was going
to
say,
it's mechanic, a little bit more of a relaxed environment.
I was going to say, mechanic shops, everything from the small, like out of a garage mechanic shops,
right,
to the ones at a dealership or something like that.
Yeah.
Every one of them has an environment where people just kind of wander around sometimes.
Exactly.
And so
people are in the waiting room drinking coffee. So I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I get why he's kind of thrown off by her saying, no, that would look unprofessional if you bring me coffee to work. It's like, he's not going to be walking into like a board meeting and interrupting anything like that. Chrissy kind of thinks this sounds off. You're right. What girl doesn't want her man to stop by and bring her a coffee, especially since you've been together for 2 years? It's not like the relationship is new.
Yeah. Tara says, look, she started the job in January. It's June now. That's 4 to 5 months on the job. 90-day probation's over. Evidently
they
liked her. Yeah. So then she says, if she's still refusing you drop off the coffee, I'm with your brother. Like, she's maybe not cheating. I think we're so quick on this show to go, he's cheating.
Right.
They're up to no good, dumper.
But she's asking, has she given you any reasons in the past not to trust her?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of the big thing that we don't know. We don't know the backstory of her relationship and their relationship. Like, was her other job one where she left because there was something scandalous that happened at her job?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I do think it's weird that she's just like, never show up at work. Because, I mean, you know, my husband stopped by. He brought muffins for everybody around here. I mean, that happens. You know, you can have your spouse show up and take you to lunch. It doesn't matter what you do. It's not unprofessional to go have a lunch break.
Has any, Tracy texts in and says, if I'm Nate, I'm 100% going up there. I'm bringing balloons, wearing bells, packing a lunch.
Yes.
Seems super sketch to me, but I have a good reason because my ex cheated on me with a coworker.
Oh.
So, yes, I'm definitely surprising him at the workplace.
Well, yeah. And again, she's working with like all guys. So I get why he's just kind of like, why don't you want me showing up when you work with a bunch of guys? Like, do you not want them to know you have a boyfriend?
Well, and Chris brings up a good point, too. He texts in and he's like, what do you think you're going to find on a surprise visit? Her making out with someone at work?
No.
It's just going to make things more awkward at work. if the trust is so thin that you're worried about this, you need to take a strong look at the relationship.
Okay. All right. But again, I understand why he's like, why don't you want me to bring you a coffee? Or why can't I stop by and we can go to lunch one day?
All right. I want to hear more stories like Tracy. All right. I want to hear why you think maybe Nate should check in on his girlfriend at the mechanic shop because of your experience with your significant other doing things at work. Okay. So 502-795-1997. I know we're not helping Nate's mental state.
No.
By taking those stories.
Alexis does have a good idea to send her coffee or flowers to work and make sure it's known that it's from you. So that way you're not showing
up. Boyfriend, XOXO.
Yes, have a great day at work, hon. Love you.
All right. All good suggestions. So, yeah, couple things. One, if you have a suggestion for Nate, please, we'd love to hear that. 502-795-1997. But also, we'd love to hear your experience with surprising your significant other unannounced at their work, all right?
Okay.
So Nate's girlfriend of 2 years started a new job at a mechanic shop back in January. He wanted to bring her coffee, but she told him not to visit at work because it's unprofessional. She works with pretty much all guys. His dad thinks he's overreacting because he's kind of freaking out, thinking she's up to no good. But his brother thinks, you know what? Cheating!
Yeah. Kind of escalated quickly. So he's a little concerned about it. Jennifer says, I work at a tire shop. It's all men, one other female. I would feel the same as her at first. She's been there almost 6 months. So at this point, she should feel established enough with coworkers to be open to you bringing coffee. Unless it's a large company with a lot of employees, then wait it out a little more. I only work with 8 others, so it didn't take long to fit in.
Got a comment from a listener. You know, we always say as women, we want guys to respect our choices, yet all these listeners are encouraging this guy to not respect her choice, to not have him show up at her work with coffee, because everybody wants to assume that she's doing something nefarious. Is he prepared to support her if she loses her job over this? Maybe the company she works for has policies in place against visitors. Use your brains, people.
Well, then she needs to say that. If it was against their rules, like say, hey, they strictly forbid us to have anybody showing up, you know, just can't do it. But she just said it just looks unprofessional.
Sassy Matt says the environment at a mechanic shop is a whole different world. Guys will give each other hell about all kinds of stuff. And if she has integrated herself as one of the guys, Nate bringing her coffee could open up a whole chorus of teasing. And in a group like that, she may have built him up to be a man's man. And him bringing her coffee could ruin the image she has painted for them. Just my sassy thoughts. So like if she's like, yeah, my boyfriend's got tattoos and he rides a motorcycle, and then, you know, Nate walks in with, you know, a polo shirt that's popped collar and loafers on, is like,
hon, I brought you Starbucks.
I brought you Dunkin'. Hey.
Taylor's all like, though, could she no longer works there, doesn't want him to know where she really works. Taylor, sharp left turn.
Well, that is a point that hasn't been brought up. Like, I mean, it seems unreasonable because if she's getting home from a mechanic shop, she's going to have evidence that she was just at work at a mechanic shop.
Exactly. Jasmine says maybe the shop has a rule, no spouses. Previous events at the shop with other employees could have caused issues, therefore the rule. But I think, again, she would have said, hey, they have rules. You can't come by. Sorry.
All right. And then Christine's like, hey, maybe she doesn't want coffee at work because she might have to poop in the one shared bathroom stall.
What?
You know, that's a great point. That's a great point. You don't want to have to leave that little room and then have another dude walk in and go, oh man,
dang,
you blew it up.
Yeah, don't go in there. A lot of people are pointing out Ross and Rachel from Friends when he showed up at her work because he was jealous of Mark, who works with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughters are going through Friends right now, and I don't know if we've gotten to that episode or not, but they're rolling through some
later in the series.
All right. So I don't know. I think we can wrap it up, but Nate, conversation with her.
A lot of people are suggesting like, hey, you know, send her some DoorDash or send her something.
Start there.
Send her something just to, you know, again.
Hey, I'm thinking about
you. Do something sweet. Yes, I think she'd appreciate. Who wouldn't appreciate that?
Yeah.
Right? And then see how she reacts, and maybe just go. That maybe that'll get to the root of Does she not want them to know she has a boyfriend, or you know, what, where all of that is coming from?
Yeah. And finally, Michelle is looking at the red flags for you, Nate, saying you admitted here that you just want to check up on her because she works with a bunch of guys. She said no thanks. You are considering doing it anyway.
Okay.
That's a red flag. So
it would be a shame if his car needed to be worked on at a mechanic shop.
Oh.
Oh, right? He's got a car, right? What if it needs an oil change?
Yeah, well, you take your car to her mechanic shop.
Genius.
Yeah. How hasn't he done that already?
I don't know. Do they have a little friends and family discount, too?
Even if they don't, why not support her business?
Exactly. You'd be a paying customer.
I know.
That's genius. That's my favorite. Do that.
All right, like that.